Proclamation number 7279 of 10th of February, 1959. God is a God of love, not a God of wrath. My love and mercy does not allow a being to be eternally in death, to be eternally exposed to the torments of hell, to be eternally unredeemed. There is no eternal damnation, and even my first created being. Now my adversary will one day be accepted by me again and be able to enter into supreme beatitude when the time comes. For I am a God of love but not a God of wrath who mercilessly condemns everything that once opposed him. A God of love, however, does not punish but seeks to raise up the fallen. He seeks to lift it from the abyss to the height. He wants the lost to find its way back to him again, with whom it will always find loving acceptance, because I'm a God of love. And thus the state of separation from my once fallen creations will never last forever. It will end one day in heartfelt communion, will unite every being with me again, as it was in the beginning. Yet the periods of separation can be immeasurably long. The being can certainly spend eternities at a distance from me and thus be in an unhappy state, and it determines the duration of its departure from me itself. Thus it also creates the state of hell for itself, for I do not condemn the being due to its past guilt of sin, but the being creates the distance from me for itself. The being itself strove for distance and therefore must also strive for approach itself, because it was initially created free by me and misused its freedom. Therefore it will once again enter the state of freedom and then it will also have to accomplish the return to me. A state which the being created for itself must also end itself if it wants to become a truly blissful being again and not just be a puppet which places my will in a place which it did not desire itself. The being is in the state of death for as long as it is at a distance from me, and my will is and remains to restore the being to the life it lost through its own fault. Hence there can be no question of condemnation on my part, which portrays me as an unmerciful judge who inflicts the most dreadful punishment on a guilt. To be eternally separated from me. My nature is love, and even the creature which has become sinful still possesses my love, because my original nature knows nothing but love. And love always seeks to please but never to punish or banish, for you are my children whom I created out of my love and who will also always and forever possess my love, even if they're at the greatest distance from me. And if they stay in hell, if they gather together in droves with a truly satanic mindset, my love will still seek to save them even then and to detach them from my adversary to whom they still cling. And I try everything to win them back again and snatch them from their Lord. But this cannot be done forcibly but also requires their own will. And it is this which often extends the duration of their separation from me for eternities, a new humans then demon, eternal damnation credible when you are thus taught. You should always remember my love which does not cease, and a loving father does not leave his child forever to his enemy and adversary. A loving father will pursue his child wherever it may be and always show it a path which leads back to himself again, into the father's house. But justice also dictates that the child has to take this path itself, because it once distanced itself from the father on this very path. Justice dictates that the child recognizes its wrongdoing and repentantly pleads with the father that he may help it to cover the long and difficult path. And I will truly not hesitate to come to this child's aid, I will go to meet it and do everything to shorten its way back. But I will also always leave it the free will to likewise seek the Father's nearness, just as I seek my child's nearness and don't deny myself to it. For my love lasts forever, therefore I do not want to be separated from my child forever. Yet it must also give its love to me and then it will truly be awakened from death to life, it will live eternally in my kingdom and be blissfully happy. Amen.